and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. An emotional President Biden delivered remarks on this Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery after laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. He used the moment to remember his son, Beau.
I can still hear him saying, "Dad, it's my duty, Dad. It's my duty."
The president's eldest son died of a brain tumor that the president says was caused by exposure to burn pits while he was serving. The president and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are urging members of Congress to pass the bill to raise the debt ceiling as soon as possible. Explosions rattled Kyiv today. At least one civilian was killed. This comes after a night of Russian missile attacks on the Ukrainian capital. Yoron Vandersloot's attorney says his client was severely beaten in the Peruvian prison where he's being held. The prime suspect in the unsolved disappearance of American teenager Natalie Holloway is in the process of being extradited to the U.S. This is ABC News. An investigation is underway into a shooting at a Memorial Day party overnight in Columbus, Ohio. At least five people injured. Information on the suspects is unclear. Despite difficult times, Turkey re-elects its president in a runoff.
Addressing tens of thousands outside of the presidential complex in Ankara, the Turkish leader said that the winners of the contest were the country's 85 million voters. Erdogan prevailed with some 52% of the vote, which came 2 weeks after he fell short of scoring an outright victory in the first round. But the country remains deeply divided over economic and post-earthquake problems. Erdogan, however, promises to work hard for the people over the next 5 years. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Nepal's government honored record-holding climbers to mark the first ascent of Mount Everest 70 years ago. Among those honored, a Sherpa who climbed Everest twice this season for a record 28 times. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantner. Here's what you need to know. Home sales are down in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales in April are down 32.5% compared to last year, largely due to a lack of inventory. And that means it remains a seller's market, with buyers facing plenty of competition and high prices. In order to get back to a more balanced state, Wisconsin would have to add 21,000 listings, more than double the number that are currently for sale. If you're going to be visiting state parks in Wisconsin this weekend, you may want to stop at less popular destinations. The DNR says it's expecting big crowds over the long weekend at Devil's Lake State Park. Alternatives include Mirror Lake, Governor Dodge, Natural Bridge State Park, Pike Lake, and the Great Sauk Trail. I'm Jane Mantner. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job, but I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at SoundItOutTogether.org, brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, you're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And we have some good news today on baseball. Some more tickets to give away to Brewer game. A really great game coming up against the San Francisco Giants. Always a contender. Always a contender. The Brewers are always a contender. And this is for the Thursday game. This Thursday, opening pitch, first pitch, 6:40 p.m. in Milwaukee. And by the way, two things. One, just call into the station, 844-967-2789, if you can use the tickets, and Calvin will decide how the tickets go out. Secondly, you can listen to the Brewers live on Civic Media. You can listen to the Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, hits the whole Fox Valley, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. And you can do that on your computer as well if you're not in Oshkosh or Green Bay. And then WRCE News, Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. Listen to the Brewers live, but you can listen to the Brewers in quite literally about the best seats in the house. You can see the seams on the fastball, believe me. Great seats. This is for Thursday's game against the San Francisco Giants in the first pitch, 6:40 p.m. You know, how many times have I said on the show that we're going to the front lines of history in the making? Well, it's being made today, this afternoon. This afternoon, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, that's 4:30 p.m. our time. That's a half an hour after the show is over for today. Kevin McCarthy and Joe Biden will be meeting at the White House to try to put a final seal on a deal on the debt limit. There's nothing more important right now than that. Let me give you the update and let me tell you some things. 79 Democrats signed a letter to Biden. They said, don't let McCarthy attach permitting reform. It's called HR1. It's an Orwellian term, permitting reform. In other words, easing up permit requirements for environmentally damaging energy programs. Don't let them attach, quote, permitting reform, HR1, to the debt limit deal. It has nothing to do with a debt limit deal. Debt limit should be raised, and then if they want to sneak that in, then that can be negotiated in the budget, and it's not going to make it. Well, McCarthy also said, and talk about effrontery, talk about chutzpah, he said, well, no, Biden has to come back from Japan before I'm going to talk anymore. So Biden was in Japan at the G7. It's a very important meeting of the seventh largest economies in the world other than China. And he had to cut short because of McCarthy his trip to Australia and his trip to Papua New Guinea to shore up our alliances in the Pacific against the Red Chinese. This is what McCarthy demanded for his own ego. For his own ego, he demanded this. He demanded this. We sent Blinken, Tony Blinken, the Secretary of the State, good man. But the truth is, the Secretary of State blows into town. That's not as big a deal as if the president comes. The Republicans have, again, tried to stick a knife in our plans to enforce our alliance in the Pacific. Now, it turns out that that Biden had proposed to McCarthy by Zoom, phone, link, that they would freeze spending in 2024, the upcoming year, at the previous year's level. I hadn't known that before, and neither did you, until it came out in the press. That's the equivalent of a 5% cut in spending, because inflation would run about 5%. Joe Biden offered that. And McCarthy said, no, you got to come back from Japan personally and kiss my rear end personally. And no, you've got to cut it trillions more. Biden's coming back, but what he said is a couple of things. One, the Republicans must move off their extreme position. There'll be no agreement if it's on extreme partisan terms. Extreme partisan terms. The Republicans, in doing this, are preventing us, they're preventing us from even paying off Trump's tab. Trump ran off $7.8 trillion in debt, $7.8 trillion, more than anybody in the history of the United States. And the Democrats went along with raising the debt limit three times, even though one of the times was because he had put in a multi-trillion dollar tax cut that only benefited his base and 88% of people. The 88% of the money went to them, the 1%. Because we took the position, no, we're not going to say we're going to not raise the debt limit until we get, for instance, Medicare for All or something of that nature. We're not going to do that. And these clowns are turning around and doing it themselves. And the reason I say that part of it is for Trump's tab, not all the bonds we sell to pay for congressional spending are 90-day treasuries. Some of them are multi-year treasuries. And they go back to Trump's term. And they don't want to honor them anymore, unless going forward they try to get things in a budget that they could never get in negotiation. And not only that, they're not even saying what they want. They're saying it's up to Biden. You just have to cut it trillions of dollars. There are really four components to the budget. One is defense, one is Social Security, one is Medicare, and one is everything else. And the everything else is a real small slice compared to the first three. What they're hoping is that Biden would cut Social Security and Medicare. If all cuts that they propose came out of the thin slice for everything else, it would cut everything almost 50%. So let me tell you the magnificent things and the magnificent way, really, that Joe Biden just put it. Here's what Joe Biden said, and on his way back Sunday, yesterday, from Japan. He said, I've offered them $1 trillion in spending cuts, and by that he meant because he would freeze it at this level so that we'd lose out on the 5% inflation increase, and that's a real cut of $1 trillion. He said, they're also ignoring that I'm arranging for $3 trillion in deficit reduction. That has to do with more revenue coming in and overall spending, especially because of the pandemic, coming down, or the lack of a pandemic right now, at least a pandemic emergency. He said, I'm going to tell you this. This is Joe Biden. He said, they want in this deal a $30 billion tax break for the oil industry. The oil industry made $200 billion in profits last year. I'm not giving them a $30 billion tax break. If I did, that would risk Medicaid for 21 million Americans. He said, what they want is for us to cut 100,000 school teachers. What they want is for us to cut 30,000 law enforcement officers, including Border Patrol and ICE. They want to protect tax cheats and crypto traders. In other words, they don't want the IRS to be able to hire more forensic accountants and lawyers. And what they propose would also risk food insecurity people. A million people would have reduced or no food stamps, now called SNAP. You know, Joe's magnificent. One of the things that he is facing that's very, very difficult is that now the Freedom Caucus announced, quote, negotiations should end. We will vote for no deal until the Senate passes what we proposed, and then we will present that to the House. That's technically about 30 people. Some of them McCarthy could bully. But remember, any one of them can pull the plug on his speakership. If a deal is going to pass, it's going to have to be with Democratic and Republican votes. And there's two ways to do that. One way is for five Republicans to sign on to the discharge petition that the Democrats have put in. There are 213 Democrats. Five Republicans added to it is 218. That's a majority of 435 in the House, and it would pass. More likely, McCarthy would take ownership. You know, Biden said he'd cut $1 trillion. I mean, that's just freezing it at 2023 levels. And he'd lose the Freedom Caucus, and we'd have to have 30 Democrats go and support that, which we could get. The problem for McCarthy is that the 30 Freedom Caucus people have several sociopaths in them. Some of them could say, I call the vote for speaker. Maybe Biden has arranged that there are enough Democrats who would then support McCarthy for speaker along with moderate Republicans, as long as he's doing the right thing. This is what's going on. A little bit of comfort I take is that in the statement on Sunday, when McCarthy and Biden spoke by phone, Biden was on his way back from Japan. McCarthy came out of it and said it was productive. Well, he knows that 30 people in his caucus won't go along with anything. It can only be productive unless he's lying and he's a sociopath. We're going to find that out real quick. Is if he's willing to go ahead with a coalition to put through this debt deal and let him save face by saying he cut by $1 trillion. You see what's happening? I'm boiling it down. You see what's happening? We'll know more today, 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's 4:30 p.m. our time, right in the middle of Devil's Advocate with Crudy. That's when you're going to find out about it. That's when I'm going to find out about it. But one thing that really frustrates the hell out of me, you know, you have people in Wisconsin like this Gallagher who inherited the holy gavel of Mel Blanc. No, not Mel Blanc. Mel Blanc did the voice of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. Mel Laird, who nobody heard of either. The clown wants to run for the Senate, and the clown's sitting on the side, letting this happen. I'm getting angry. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Baseball tickets if you call Calvin. I see you in the lines. Don't hang up. I'll get you in order right after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
On Memorial Day, we keep alive the memory of those who died for our country. Brought to you by Oak Street Cafe, 926 Oak Street, De Pere. For over 15 years, serving traditional American food, great breakfasts and burgers. Open daily at 1 p.m. on De Pere's West Side.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 52 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 82. Lows dip down to about 58 tomorrow night, mainly clear. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the mid-80s. Storms possible both days. Once again, lows level off around 52 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 83.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
This and agree with the president on this. Well, no, and this is behind closed doors, of course, right? I have a different way of describing them. I call them unpatriotic and lacking of courage. They're not reasonable and moderate whatsoever. I mean, this is about some pretty big things and some real big fish to fry, and I don't want to hear about how reasonable and moderate they are.
Well, you know, they're not going to be reasonable and moderate in my eyes until they sign on the discharge petition. And that's a statement to all the Wisconsin Republican delegation. You cannot smoke everybody and go, oh, I'm reasonable and moderate. I want to run for the Senate. And you stand by. Already, we have burned through billions of dollars because of interest that has been jacked up on the 90-day treasuries because of this. Enough money to buy a couple of nuclear submarines to ward off the Red Chinese. And this clown Gallagher is the head of a fake Chinese deal, Red Chinese kind of committee he is. And he got the holy gavel from Mel Blanc did the voice of Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny. Mel Laird, same thing, doesn't matter. This is all a fake, really a fake. I'm tired of it. Going back to the lines, next up is Mark from the Stack, my friend. You are the next. Thanks for calling us your Monday, Mark.
And Biden should just say that the cudgel that he has in the end is say that very well, then, you know, guys, I'm invoking the 14th Amendment. And if you challenge that, you're challenging the very oath you took to the Constitution, because the 14th Amendment is part of the Constitution you took an oath to. And I mean, what the Republicans fail to recognize is the money that goes out in, like, for SNAP benefits. I mean, that's money that people are spending in the economy. Those people get that money and they spend it. Whereas the tax cuts they gave to the ultra wealthy, most people don't spend that money. It gets squirreled away in some secret little account, or because they spend as much money as they don't need to spend any more money than they're already spending, because they just squirrel it away. Put the tax rates up to what they were maybe under John Kennedy, when I think they're at 70% when you're over a certain amount of money. You might have to adjust that, but the economy was better under Eisenhower and Kennedy than it is under, you know, what they've created now with the tax structure they have right now. I mean, and they're completely spitting in the face and the Eisenhower program, where Eisenhower praised having.
No, you're right. What happened was taxes were 90% under Eisenhower. Kennedy lowered them to 70. Yeah, hold on for a second. He lowered them to 70, and then they got lowered into the 40s and then the high 30s. That's fine. I'm not so much worried about taxes. I'm worried about the debt limit, and these people are traitors. That's what I'm worried about. We're going back to the lines in order. Curtis of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for going Western Mind Day, Curtis.
Matt, my buddy. Hey, you know, I was thinking this morning, my brother and I were having this discussion. What does Mr. Tim Scott and Clarence Thomas have in common? They both have sugar daddies. They both have rich sugar daddies. Because Clarence Thomas has his trillionaire buddy that he calls his friend. And then Tim Scott has the guy from Chick-fil-A. It's like, and they both, like, the way they talk, their talking points are too much, so much similar. But that's not the reason for my call. The reason is for my call is we have to do something with this, with Paul Ryan's tax scam for the rich. They have to start taxing the rich. What do you think?
Yeah, I appreciate your calling. And I think that's right. And not only that, part of McCarthy's deal is that he is objecting to hiring more IRS agents, forensic accountants, and forensic lawyers to go after tax cheats, to go after the crypto thieves and the rest of them. I think you're right on the money. Thanks a lot for calling. Karina Milwaukee, thanks for calling. You're next in line. What's on your mind today, Karina?
Well, I absolutely agree. I called you before. It's a political terrorism. This is what Republicans are doing right now. They're terrorizing their own government. They're terrorizing and threatening their own people. Because the thing is, taking away Social Security and Medicare means you taking away money, food, and health care coverage from the people who are already sick, including veterans, including disabled, including disabled at birth, whoever, right. Whatever, people who have the children and have a food stamps for a children to help them out with the formula and everything like that. It goes against of everything what they preach for with the family values and let's push females like the child.
No, you're right. Karina, here's the deal. A little baby who's born with cerebral palsy to a poor family, God forbid, the poor kid, deserves health care. And it does not deserve the Republican Party going, well, you know, we don't want that. You know, why don't you cut that? We're not going to put up with that anymore. Karina, I really appreciate your call. Thank you. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Gene?
Haven't we learned by now that you cannot negotiate with fascists, traitors, psychopaths, and or liars? You can't negotiate with those people. They've learned in the past. Trying to take money from the poor and give it to the rich donors to put back in the coffers, the money laundering from taking from the tax money and giving it to their rich donors who want rules made for them and money for the oil companies. Give me an effing break. This is unbelievable. Thank you, Matt, for your show. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you. But that's really what's going on. You know, right now, and I think it was Mark from the SAC made the good point that what's going to happen, what is happening is Biden does have an ace up his sleeve. He's like Bat Masterson sitting in a poker game. He has an ace up his sleeve. He can pull that ace out. That's the 14th Amendment. Now, he'd rather not because you have people like Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court who will try to say it's unconstitutional. But at some point, I think Biden has to do what Lincoln did. What Lincoln did is the Supreme Court tried to stick it, put a knife in his back, too. And he just said, he ignored him. He said, I'm the president. And what you just wanted to do is unconstitutional and I'm not going to permit it. But it'd be nice to not have to use the 14th Amendment. So I'm going to be all ears and all eyes about this 5:30 meeting today, Eastern Time, 4:30 Central Time between Biden and McCarthy. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. See if some new callers on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. An emotional President Biden delivered remarks on this Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery after laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. He used the moment to remember his son, Beau.
I can still hear him saying, Dad, it's my duty, Dad. It's my duty.
The president's eldest son died of a brain tumor that the president says was caused by exposure to burn pits while he was serving. The president and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are urging members of Congress to pass the bill to raise the debt ceiling as soon as possible. Explosions rattled Kyiv today. At least one civilian was killed. This comes after a night of Russian missile attacks on the Ukrainian capital. Yoron Vandersloot's attorney says his client was severely beaten in the Peruvian prison where he's being held. The prime suspect in the unsolved disappearance of American teenager Natalie Holloway is in the process of being extradited to the U.S. This is ABC News.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop-and-go light, but when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media Station to one of your presets. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Baseball's commissioner says Wisconsin needs to meet its obligation to keep up American Family Field. Rob Manfred was in Milwaukee yesterday to make his case. Milwaukee County Board Member Steve Taylor says he has mixed feelings.
Well, I don't want to see the Milwaukee Brewers go somewhere else. I mean, that's what's happening in Oakland. And so 2030 is coming. I just don't think it's right that the taxpayers foot the bill.
Governor Evers wants the legislature to use part of the state's $7 billion surplus to meet the public's ballpark maintenance obligations. A new report says all but three University of Wisconsin campuses will lose money next year. System President Jay Rothman is pushing lawmakers for more money for the UW system in the state budget. In sports, the Giants blanked the Brewers last night 5-0. Milwaukee starts Freddy Peralta tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This Memorial Day salute has been brought to you by Bug Tussle. As we celebrate the liberty that we enjoy as Americans, let us remember the sacrifices that have made our liberty possible. Our freedoms have been won and defended at a dear cost. Join Bug Tussle in remembering our fallen heroes, even as we pray for those who are serving our country today. Bug Tussle. Keeping you connected to the world around you.
This Memorial Day, we remember and honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. This message brought to you by the UPS Store in Green Bay, 1041 Main Street. The UPS Store for your shipping, packing, printing, and mailing needs. That's the UPS Store in De Pere. Remembering our fallen heroes on Memorial Day. They're the reason we are free. Brought to you by Schlafer Martin Memorials Green Bay, memorializing your loved ones and reflecting the life and personality it commemorates. Schlafer Martin Memorials, Delp Avenue, Green Bay.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on.
If you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. I see all of you. I'll get to you in order. I'm going to start in order. Mike of Milwaukee, thanks for calling us your mind today, Mike.
Hey, man. I finally got to reading the 14th Amendment, the fourth section of that. And I don't understand the history or the background of why that particular section was added.
Are you talking about the full faith and credit?
Yes.
Yeah. Here's the background of it. The background of it was a lot of people thought we should pay the Confederate debts, too. And we didn't want to do that because we didn't want to pay off people who supported the Confederacy. So then the Confederates, suddenly there were Southerners back in the Congress. They wanted to pay the debt in paper currency. Well, back then we were on the gold standard, and that would have been a significant haircut of repaying the people that had stood by us in the Civil War. So they put that in on purpose, saying the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be questioned, because that meant paying in gold, but basically paying in full people who had bought our bonds. And that has been the case ever since. And that's the background of it. Thanks an awful lot, Mike. I appreciate it. The next one up, Todd or Billy on the north side of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Todd or Billy.
Hey, Matt, good to talk to you. So, they're not voting on the debt
ceiling, it's default. So they want to talk about debt ceiling, but what you're deciding on is default or not. And here's what I think is going to happen. I think that Joe Biden is going to get this figured out. He's going to run circles around Kevin McCarthy. He's going to have to, as you always do in politics, do some compromising that people aren't going to like. It's not going to be over the debt ceiling. It's going to be over the budget and just done early. And he's going to run circles around McCarthy. And we can't spike the football before we get in the end zone, or McCarthy's caucus is going to get spooked and realize that it isn't really that good for them. They can make it look like a win, but it's going to be a win for us. And we just got to hold our powder and just chill and trust Joe Biden, because he's kicking everybody's butt and he's going to continue to.
Yeah, that's a good point. He is the most experienced guy that's ever been elected president. He's in the Senate since 1972. He knows his way around. And I have a feeling that this is all about protecting McCarthy's speakership. In other words, Joe will throw a few bones his way, and then the 30 people in the Freedom Caucus have got to decide, are we going to pull the plug on this guy? And if so, who are we going to get? And they may not be able to. And if a few of them do pull the plug, there'll be some Democrats that will step in and vote for McCarthy just to keep him in there. Otherwise, you're going to get Steve Scalise or Jim Jordan. I mean, Jim Jordan is a guy being talked about more and more in the Republican Party to be the speaker. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. There should be an investigation for him when he was a wrestling coach about what he knew and when he knew it. But excellent comments. Thank you. Cassandra Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling. Cassandra, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, thanks for my call. You know, as I've been following the debate about the continuing resolution, what really surprised me is just how unreasonable the Republican Party.
Right. Cassandra, can you hear me? I think we just lost Cassandra. Calvin, if we get Cassandra back on, please put her through right away. But Cassandra made the point when she looked at the continuing resolution, how unreasonable the Republicans are. The continuing resolution, normally, and you do this in a corporation, you always did this in the United States government, you get together, you negotiate a budget, okay? And you don't get everything you want, they don't get everything they want, and there's a budget. That's the way it works. Now, the Republicans won't negotiate a budget because they want to take these most unreasonable positions. And at the last minute, when the money is about to run out, the authorization, they will agree at like 5 p.m. the day before it's going to fall apart to a continuing resolution. It's not a budget. It's a continuing resolution. Okay, you can spend this money and that money. That's how the Republicans have acted in the last 10 years, and certainly through the Trump administration, even before that with Obama. Now, the problem with that is you can't plan. There's no CEO in this country of any company. If you walked into him as his CFO, his chief financial officer, and said, let's just do a continuing resolution, he'd fire you. He should fire you. You want a budget. You want a budget. Now, in this particular case, the continuing resolution is not the issue. The continuing resolution right now, Nancy Pelosi put one in that's good through September, October. But let me tell you something. September, October, they'll pull the same baloney and they'll say, we're not going to give any more money unless you give a haircut to Social Security and Medicare. And then, that's a real tough one, because money should only be spent if the Congress authorized it. I take the position as president that Social Security is a pension, is a contract, and it's people paid into it. So it's not new money. We're just going to pay them out anyway. You're going to have to be Abraham Lincoln on this one, dealing with the South. I mean, you really are. However, what this is the debt limit. Back about 100 years ago, they passed a law, and they didn't want war bonds during the First World War getting out of hand. So what they said was, we're going to issue bonds, and we're going to authorize spending. But then we may stiff the people we issued the bonds to if we don't like it for some reason. And so we're going to do a second vote saying, no, we're not going to stiff them. We're going to pay them. That is absolutely crazy. I mean, seriously, this is a simple analogy, but sometimes they're the best. You cannot go out and charge $2,000 worth of furniture on your visa. And then when the bill comes, say, well, now I have to make a separate decision. Do I pay it? Nah, I'm not going to pay it. Well, they would cut you off and sue you for the $2,000. However, this is the United States. The people who hold those bonds could sue the United States and win. They could win. It would be a judgment then. They're not going to do that. But what they're doing is demanding much higher interest. So on 90-day treasuries, instead of 1.5%, it's 5 or 6%. And when you pay 5 or 6% interest, that's billions of dollars in interest that's wasted, that's unnecessary, and that could have been gone to building submarines to contact the combat the communist Chinese, for instance, or to get more missiles to go after the Ruskies, or to shore up our other accounts. That's what the Republicans are doing. That's what the Republicans, it's malicious, it's nihilistic, they're vandals. Next one up, Jack from Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's in your mind today?
Well, I'd like to make a couple of quotes here about the economy and then get into the debt idiocy. These are quotes from the Harvard Business Review, which is hardly a left-leaning group. They say it is a booming labor market. They say it's exceptionally strong household balance sheets that keep spending high. Household net worth is far higher than pre-COVID for every single segment of the people. Firms are still going strong. Profitability is at record highs. There's fast wage growth. Consistently strong sales growth. Firms are even reluctant to turn to layoffs. And finally, and this is from the Harvard Business Review, there is an absence of convincing systemic threats of recession. Now, the Republicans tell us, and they've been saying this for months, if not since Biden took office, that the economy is terrible, and this just isn't the case. But it's to their advantage, they think, to make it terrible. What's the best way to do that? Default on the debt or threaten to default on the debt, which is what they want to do, and they want to blame it on the Democrats. Of course, we all know this. You've covered this before. This is money already authorized and spent by Congress. And most of those Republicans, now so very worried about the deficit and the debt, were in Congress when it was authorized. Joe Biden has. We've got to put a stop to this. This is ridiculous. Joe Biden has to invoke the 14th Amendment, Section 4, and I'm sure it's going to go to the Supreme Court. And I wouldn't be surprised if the reactionary snakes on the court, the guys you call the tarantulas, try to ignore the Constitution and say, no, he can't just order the debt paid. He's got to then do what Lincoln basically did. And Lincoln said, and this is not an exact quote, but it was something like this, that if we bow down to the Supreme Court, the people are no longer self-governing anymore. The court's the governance.
Right. That is a terrific set of quotations you just gave, Jack. And there's two things I want to highlight. First of all, how good the economy is now. It's the strongest it's been in our history. And number two, your insight is right that the only way they can make it worse and drive us into recession, people out of work, is to default on the debt. And they are doing that. The Freedom Caucus said they're doing that. There's 30 of them that won't vote for any deal. Any deal. And the final thing is, you're saying, and I've said this before too, Joe Biden has to be Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln respected the law, but he knew when he had a crooked Supreme Court and a pro-slavery Confederate Supreme Court, and he said exactly what you said. He said, look, the people run this country, and the Supreme Court works for them. They don't work for the Supreme Court. And when the Supreme Court does something unconstitutional itself, I have got to protect the right of the people to run this country. And God bless him. He's our greatest president. Thank you, Jack. Dan of Silver Lake, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dan of Silver Lake?
Hi. I just had two comments. I wanted to get your thoughts on these, if you don't mind. The first one is, when Trump lost the election in Wisconsin by 20-some thousand votes or whatever, and then they made a big deal, the recount, fake this and that. Well, why wasn't it in 2016 when Hillary lost by 20,000? Why didn't the Democrats make a big deal out of it? Why did they accept it like they should have and said, okay, she lost in Wisconsin. Why didn't they make a big deal out of it? That's one thing I'd like to get your comment on. And the other thing is, I'm looking forward to next year when the convention, the Republicans come to Milwaukee. Are they going to try to shut you down while they're here so you can't talk about them?
Great questions. Let me hit them quick before the break. First of all, you're absolutely right. And we just found out, this is very, very disturbing, but this was in there's a woman named Noelle Dunphy suing Giuliani, and she had 20,000 or something emails. And they showed an email where this was discussed in 2019 before the election, a year before the election, a year and a half before the election, that they were going to contest it if he lost any swing state, and that they were going to try to have the House of Representatives stick him into the presidency. This was planned. This was planned. You're right. The Democrats don't do that kind of stuff. The Democrats, you know, I mean, if we lose, the Democrats lost a race in Iowa a couple of years ago, 4 years ago, by 8 votes. 8 votes. And there was a recount, and it held up. We didn't contest it. 8 votes. And this clown contests 20,000, and he wanted a recount only in Milwaukee, in Madison, and Brown County, because those are Democratic counties. Those are the only ones. They said, well, why don't you want to recount Waukesha and Ozaukee and Green Lake County, okay, and Rusk County? Oh, no. No, I know those folks. They're solid folks. It's Milwaukee, Dane, and Brown. And, of course, they did recount them. And Biden picked up 240 extra votes. The Republican Party, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It has crept in and infected the Republican Party. Your second question is very funny, because usually civic media will want a booth at the convention. They'll want me and Crute and everybody and Earl Ingram sitting in a booth looking out over this collection of weirdos and saying exactly what I'm saying right now. I have a feeling that they are not going to give me a booth, okay? I have a feeling they're not going to give me a booth. However, they can't stop me from broadcasting elsewhere, and you're going to get a good broadcast all the way through that Republican convention, and you'll bump into some of these weirdos in restaurants in this if you're in Milwaukee. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Get back to you right after the break.
It burns, 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 the ring of fire. The ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
On Memorial Day, Americans will take time off for observance of remembering the sacrifice of the soldiers. Brought to you by Exhaust Pros 1975, Alloway Avenue, Green Bay. From engines to exhaust, take care of your car.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 52 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 82. Lows dip down to about 58 tomorrow night, mainly clear. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the mid-80s. Storms possible both days. Once again, lows level off around 52 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 83.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Don't hang up. We start with Tom McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling, Tom. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you bring up a really good point as far as the Republican method or strategies as far as going after DAs. You're also seeing the same pattern in Florida. The governor is going after a DA and a Democrat stronghold that was duly elected by the people, but the Republicans don't like the fact that she's not pursuing the election fraud claims that they insist are there. So they're going to remove her, and DeSantis will be able to appoint his own DA, who will be much more amenable. You see this going on in Montana, and I wouldn't be, you know, I would like to see, it won't happen with the House right now, but Jordan, looking at the weaponization of government, you have to wonder if there is an orchestrated pattern on the part of the Republicans as far as a new front on how they're going to achieve power through voting. And if we go after the DAs and those who would be responsible for investigating and persecuting, we can control the narrative and who we're going to persecute and for what. I really hope that there are some government watchdogs that are keeping an eye on this because, again, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's more than likely a duck, even though the Republicans are going to try and tell you it's a goose. Thank you.
Sam, that's a very good, those are very, very good points. I'll build on that just briefly. The Republicans have a penchant for labeling things and doing them that they themselves are committing. For instance, the weaponization of government, what you've just described is the weaponization of government by these right-wing Republican governors in these gerrymandered states. It's weaponization to yank honest, good prosecutors because they're going to prosecute somebody who committed fraud and then yourself put somebody else in to prosecute other people who didn't commit fraud. For instance, in Florida, the issue that you're describing is they had a referendum that said that people who, felons, who serve their sentences and so forth can vote. So some of these guys, 20 of them, got letters from the Elections Commission saying you can vote now, and they sent them a ballot. So they voted. Well, it turns out that some of them maybe had a month or two left on their probation, exemplary records, but, you know, and so they prosecuted these guys. One of them went to a jury, and the judge and the jury said, hey, wait a minute, the guy got approval from the Election Commission. What did he do wrong? But the problem is, if you prosecute someone for a felony, even if he wins, you can destroy the guy. In that case, I'm sure it was pro bono. Some law firm did it, but, you know, it's expensive. And what they're doing around the country is to give the appearance of criminalizing and weaponizing opposition to voting to scare folks and cut down the margins, especially minority districts. That's what they're doing. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
You know, I just hope that Josh calls, watching what's happened down in Georgia and just going after hammer and tong after the fake electors and all their adjacent, all the people that were adjacent to them in this their whole election scheme, that Ron Johnson and Fitzgerald and Troupas or whatever the heck the guy's name is, it's on the ethics thing now. Is that what happens when it gets to the point that Republicans had better be watching out if they smell almonds when something gets served up to them? That it is just, do they want their revolutions French or you know, as down in Florida, they apparently do when they're eating cake, when they're having people arrested, that at the one location there. I mean, I'm not calling for that, but I mean, I just wonder what happens when the left becomes the monster they think the left is and comes after them with the same tactics that they're using now. That I'm not calling for violence, but I mean that that you push people far enough, it's going to happen like it did in France in the late 18th century, and that that it didn't turn out too
things.
Well for the guys that thought they were going to
fight. Hold on, Mark, hold on. There are two things that George W. Bush did some of this in when he was president 20 years ago. What he did was there was a guy named Seligman who was governor of Alabama, Democrat, and they arrested him and sent him to prison for a long time because he had appointed somebody to a commission or something who had made a contribution to a charity. He hadn't given it to Seligman, to a charity. The Seligman was promoting, and it was some sort of good nonprofit charity. Now, when you do that, when in, you have Republicans who basically are giving money to Clarence Thomas personally, and the governor of Alabama went to prison for a number of years because a donor whom he, a Democrat, appointed to a commission of some sort, had given money to a nonprofit. That is that criminalizes being a Democrat, frankly, in Alabama. And it was a miscarriage of justice. Bush did it, and Bush around the country scared, he used Republican prosecutors to go after people and scare them. He did it. The Republican Party, they talk about weaponizing government. They weaponize government. They weaponize government to commit fraud. This fake committee of Jim Jordan's about weaponizing government is itself a fraud. Now, I'll give you another example. Everybody out there and Tom McFarland and you guys have all talked about Florida, Texas, Georgia. How about Kansas? This is unbelievable. Kansas, gerrymandered state, fortunately has a Democratic governor. I don't know how she got in. Gerrymandered state had a procedure where you call up and you say, I want a ballot. And they go, okay, what's your name? Matt Flynn. What's your address? Blah, blah, blah. Okay. They type it in, fill it out, send you the ballot, and then you send it back. Kansas made it a crime to pre-fill the ballot that way, even with information given when you applied for the ballot. Fortunately, a federal judge down there overturned that. That says a violation of due process, they said. A crime. But all of these states, Kansas, Montana, Texas, Florida, Georgia, are criminalizing seeming good faith things and seemingly innocuous things because they want to inject uncertainty in Democratic voters, especially minority Democratic voters. Because if you think there's a chance that you may be even unfairly, especially unfairly, prosecuted for voting, you can say, no, I'm not going to vote. What the hell? I don't vote. And it cuts down turnout. That's what's going on. That is what is going on. And the Voting Rights Act, which was gutted 5-4 in Shelby County v. Holder, 5-4, you know who the one vote was? Clarence Thomas. He was on the take. He was on the take in the Dobbs case, and he was on the take in Citizens United. 5-4, all of those 5-4 stripped away a lot of our freedoms. We'll talk about it a lot more next time. We're coming to the end of the show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct, sign off for today. Be back same time, same place tomorrow.
This Memorial Day, we remember and honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. This message brought to you by the UPS Store in Green Bay, 1041 Main Street. The UPS Store for your shipping, packing, printing, and mailing needs. That's the UPS Store in De Pere. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we
want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy.